Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. Ray Fittipaldo joins us Thursday, and here I am doing a read for it on a Friday. Brought to you by Super Lawyers at LGKG. LGKG, your home team. Injured in an accident? Visit LGKG.com. That music means it is time for the tale of the tape. We will go position by position and tell you as the edge in Steelers-Eagles on Sunday, taking into account players who won't play for both teams. Quarterback, I'm going Steelers. Yes, Jalen Hurts has put the kibosh on the turnovers. He has put an end to those, and his team has won 9 in a row. But he does not have the ability currently of beating you with his arm the way that Russell Wilson has during this hot stretch for the Steelers. And yes, Russ is not the threat with his legs that Hurts is, but the primary responsibility of a quarterback is to pass the ball. And Russ isn't turning the ball over either. So I would take, in a vacuum, Russell Wilson over Jalen Hurts currently. Malzi?
The primary responsibility of a quarterback is to put points on the board, and Jalen Hurts has accounted for 29 touchdowns this year between his arm and his legs. And despite the fact that A.J. Brown is extremely pissed off at his quarterback, and it seems very much like a personal beef, Jalen Hurts, since the Eagles started winning every game that they played, nine-game winning streak after a 2-2 start, has thrown one pick, and has thrown, looks like 12 touchdowns. He has the narrow edge still, especially because of his legs over Wilson.
How about at running back? Do we even need to?
No. Okay. Move on.
We'll both go Eagles there. Wide receiver. Quickly say Eagles with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and George Pickens. How about tight end in this game, Chris?
I do think Freiermuth has a slight advantage over Goddard.
How about Grant Calcaterra?
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grant Calcaterra is solid, If you take the Dallas Goedert numbers and put them together with Calcaterra, you've got a Voltron tight end that's better than Freiermuth. But the Steelers have Darnell Washington.
Arthur Smith came out and said best run blocking tight end in the league.
So I'm going to give the Steelers
about him when they drafted him.
I'm going to give the Steelers the nod because Freiermuth has more touchdown catches than those two combined. Washington's a big, tough blocker, and apparently Michael Pruitt's getting involved in the offense now.
Yeah, Pruitt's not going to break a tie for me, but I do think, what are you doing right now? How do I view you currently? Freiermuth is on the ascent. He's playing his best ball. He's more involved than he's ever been, really, in the Steelers' offense. You have to go back to Ben Roethlisberger and Pat's second year to find a season where he was kind of in the mix like he is now. Eagles have decent tight ends, not great. All right, O-line's got to be easy Eagles. Slam dunk Eagles.
One of the best in the business still.
All right, defensive line is where it gets, I think, pretty interesting. Jalen Carter has had a big second year, but I still think Cam Hayward is a superior player. But then you take into account that Larry Ogunjobi is out for this year, but I haven't acted like Ogunjobi is some big-time cog or piece that they can't replace. So I'm going to give the Steelers the narrow edge here on the defensive line, Chris.
Slight edge. They've been more disruptive. If Carter, I think, is the highest ceiling player of all the players they're talking about, he could be the biggest game wrecker. And that's no disrespect to Cam. It's just Jalen Carter was probably the best player in his draft class as far as pro readiness. Jordan Davis has been a little disappointing, but he is a massive human being. I bet most of our listeners have no idea who their other... They play technically a 3-4, it gets listed as... Most of our listeners, I don't even think, could pick their other defensive lineman who starts out of a lineup.
Edge rusher, pass rusher, we're all going to say Steelers. That's not even worth debating. Inside linebacker, they've got Zach Bond having an all-pro season. Is that enough for you to say Eagles?
I think he's the best inside backer right this second on either team. He is playing like a madman. He has been very impressive.
So is that your pick?
Yeah, Eagles by a whisker. Not a huge gap. And by the way, their other inside backer, N'Kobe Dean, has some limitations because he is not a very big guy, but he is extremely fast.
Yeah, I'm gonna ultimately agree with you, but I do think it's
close.
By a nose,
I don't want to disrespect any
Wilson
of the Steelers
Roberts
backers.
And Queen is a pretty good triumvirate. All right, corner. I gotta go Eagles because of the year Quinyon Mitchell is having. The rookies basically turned into a shutdown guy already in year one. Dazeen's played pretty well in the slot, and they still have Darius Slay there. Big play Slay.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear that it's the Eagles there. I just think this is just a very well-constructed team.
Now we get to safety where Deshaun Elliott is out for the Steelers. Let me see if Reed Blankenship is playing for the Eagles on Sunday, because if he's not, then that means two starting safeties are out for this game.
Hey, you have C.J. Gardner-Johnson out there chirping.
Oh, he's a huge talker and a huge pain in the ass.
Well, I think that was the big story before we found out Pickens wasn't going to play pretty early in the week was C.J. G.J. was going to go after
him. No, Blankenship came back from his concussion, so they have both of their starting safeties. Does that have you leaning Eagles?
Right now, yeah.
Okay.
I think if Elliott was healthy, I would probably say Steelers. Like that's still so that means it's still pretty close.
I'm going to go Eagles.
That's not a good sign, by the way, that with Minka back there as an $18 million man, we're saying, yeah, one other guy who's not Minka's out for the Steelers, so we got to give it to the other
special
team.
Special teams, clean sweep for Steelers.
Definitely
kicker. Special teams every week.
Do you know right now?
Man is their punter who's had a good year. He had a cup of coffee with the Steelers.
You know what, though? Corliss Waitman, other than one
game last week.
Very unfortunately timed shank against Cleveland, has been rock solid all year.
All right, here's a tough one. Coaching.
I'm of two minds here. I think Tomlin's done a better job because I think he's one game worse with, I think, a slightly worse roster. Maybe a worse roster. They're still both good teams. Sirianni, I think, is a complete clown half the time. I'm going to give it to Mike and the Steelers. I think Sirianni, I know they've won 9 in a row, and he's managed to kind of right the ship, and he and Hurts seem to have patched up whatever weird issues they were having, but for a team that's 11-2 and one of the betting favorites to win the Super Bowl, do they not cut the profile to you of a powder keg ready to go off at any time? Like, they're really good, and I think they're going to win this game comfortably.
Yeah.
But there feels like something percolating there that could blow them up in mid-seat, midstream.
I wrote down Steelers originally. I crossed it out and wrote Eagles. I think Vic Fangio is...
Oh, for taking coaching broadly, not just head coach?
It's the coaching that the team,
then,
yeah.
I thought of it as head coach. Sorry. Then I'm going Eagles, because Fangio...
Is the best defensive coordinator in the... And I would say that actually...
Vance Joseph?
No, the guy in Kansas City. Spagnuolo's the best. But then I would say Fangio second. It would just be I think Mike's had a very good year. I think he's had a great year. And yes, it looks like it's come close to going off the rails for Philadelphia several times. The dude was just in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. What am I talking about? Our coach hasn't won a playoff game since 16.
They collapsed last year in spectacular fashion,
and
though.
And Tomlin's teams haven't collapsed?
No, they did. They have, but the Eagles' collapse last year was one for the books.
But the year before that, they were in the Super Bowl.
To win one game, not knowing what your roster would be, who would you want, Sirianni or Tomlin?
Probably Mike. But does Sirianni get to take Fangio and Kellen Moore with him?
Nope. I'm picking head coaches.
Then I would probably say Mike. Thank you, Charlie. That was the tale of the tape. Let me see. For you, Chris, you had the Eagles better in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of 12.
And you?
I had the Steelers better in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So it was dead even. And here I am saying they're going to lose the game by 3 touchdowns. What the hell am I talking
about? Our buddy Hoagie is upset that no one's giving the Steelers a chance. You're calling for a blowout. He doesn't understand it. Maybe you have to rethink this thing. You think this game has the potential for a pony 11th hour switch up like with that Bengals game?
I do not. Odell Beckham Jr. released in Miami. People are asking, should the Steelers be interested? Here's my take. If the Pickens injury is serious and your wide receivers look like crap, you'd be foolish not to bring him in for a workout. Desperate times call for desperate measures, in my opinion. I don't think OBJ...
You're turning over every stone, but I think you're going to find out there's nothing left.
Yeah,
but hurts you nothing to try.
I don't have high expectations, or I wouldn't have any expectation that it would work, but... If Pickens is out for a considerable amount of time and you think Mike Williams is just a dude, I agree with what you said earlier about Calvin Austin. I think he's actually had a very underrated season. I'd at least look. If part of the appeal of Mike is, as a coach, he gets guys to buy in, could he talk Odell Beckham Jr. into just accepting a role of just being a complete role player?
Man. You would hope Odell has read the writing on the wall by now and kind of understands that about himself. But
he might
knows.
Be cooked. I mean, he might be absolutely awful at this point. He's had knee injuries.
Well, if Mike McDaniel couldn't find a use for him.
Yeah, but a lot of that was when, I mean, they had Tua out.
Yeah, I guess. And maybe they have a surplus.